Zerid let Fat Man fly free and blazed away from Ord Mantell's surface. He kept his scanner sweeping the area, concerned that the pirates might have allies in another ship somewhere, but he saw no signs of pursuit. In time, he let himself relax. The pink of Ord Mantell's clouds and upper stratosphere soon gave way to the black of space. Planetary Control did not ping him for identification, and he would not have responded anyway. He did not answer to them. He answered to the Exchange, though he'd never met any serious player in the Syndicate face to face. Receiving his instructions through a handler he knew only as Orin, he flew blind most of the time. He got his assignments remotely, picked up cargo where he was told, then dropped it off where he was told. He preferred it that way. It made it feel less personal, which made him feel less dirty. He took care to return the emphasis on privacy, ensuring that the Exchange knew little about him other than his past as a soldier and pilot. As far as they knew, he had no friends and no family. He knew that if they learned of Era, they would use her as leverage against him. He could not allow that. And were any harm to ever come to her? Once again, he realized that he was holding the stick too tightly. He relaxed, breathed deeply, and composed his thoughts. When he felt ready, he plugged in the code for the secure subspace channel he used to communicate with Orin. He waited until he heard the hollow sound of an open connection. Orin did not waste time with a greeting.
The drop went well, I presume?
From his voice, Zerid made Orin as a human male, probably in his 40s or early 50s, though he could have been using voice-disguising technology.
No, Zerid said, and exhaled a cloud of smoke. The drop was an ambush.
A moment of silence. Then...
The purchaser's agents ambushed you?
Zerid shook his head.
I don't think so. These were men I hadn't seen before. Pirates, I think. Maybe mercs. I think they killed the purchaser's men and commandeered the ship.
Are you certain?
Anger bled into Zerid's tone.
No, I'm not certain. What's certain in this work, ever?
Orin did not respond. Zerid lassoed his emotions and continued.
I'm only certain that the pilot I expected, a fellow named Origo, was not there, but his ship was. I'm only certain that 8 men with blasters and hostile attitudes tried to burn holes through me.
8 men?
Orin's voice was tight, not a good sign.
What happened to them?
Zerid had the impression that Orin was noting everything he said, filing it away in memory so he could sift it for any inconsistencies later.
They're dead. I sniffed out the attack before they sprang it.
That seems convenient, Z-Man.